Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? I have missed y'all so very much. This is Mr. Aiden Iman Downs, your Mr. Day, Louisiana, U.S. of A. at large. And I am so happy to be here, y'all. It has been a very busy month for me. And, tonight I have so much stuff lined up for y'all. It is ridiculous. Like I said, I've been busy the last couple of months trying to get things together for nationals myself, but that hasn't strayed me away from doing the things that I have to do in my position as a state title holder. Just a couple of weeks ago, I just left Atlanta, Georgia, where I went to Mr. and Mrs. Black Continental and Mr. and Mrs. Black Continental Classic there in Atlanta, and I had the time of my life, guys. It was everything to me. I've been working on a few community service projects. One in particular I just got done doing. It was, we called it Serve with a Purpose, and we went out into the community, and what we did was we basically fed the homeless. That was a very successful community service project that I am so proud that I had the chance to do. I'm looking forward to getting with my group and, you know, doing more of those. Coming up October the 17th, we will be at Nationals in Houston, Texas for Mr. Gay, U.S. of A. at large. And speaking of that, I'd like to now at this time, you know, thank the Corner Bar, actually. I have a benefit show coming up there next Friday, and I'd like to thank them, you know, for allowing me to have a benefit show there. And I want to, in advance, thank all the entertainers that are going to come out and help out with that. So, like I said, at this time, thank y'all so much. Give me just one second. We got Miss Corner Bar coming up there in Monroe, and I'm so excited about going there Friday. Shouts out to them. They're going to put on an amazing pageant. We got a couple of young ladies coming there, so y'all should come check it out, you know, and be good patrons and come and, you know, pay to see that pageant and, you know, see who's going to be crowned the next Miss Corner Bar. And as always, I always have my special guest, but my special guest tonight, it's going to be, once again, Mr. Gay U.S. of A. at large himself. Before I move forward and take this break and try to get Mr. Gay U.S. of A. online, I'd like to thank our sponsors, and that's going to be Southern Hospitality and Rainbow Radio for all that they do for us. So thank you guys for allowing us this platform as entertainers for us to express ourselves. So y'all give shouts out to Southern Hospitality and Rainbow Radio. Once again, I'm Aiden Iman Down, and this is Forever Down. And right now, we're going to take a small commercial break. And when we come back, we will have Mr. Gay U.S. of A. at large himself, Dakota Whitney, on the line. So we'll play a little
bit. Let's take our time tonight, girl. Above us, all the stars are watching. There's
that gives me everything I need, y'all. I love that song. That was Bruno Mars, Versace on the Floor. I done performed that song about 10 times already. I love, love, love that song. But enough, enough about me, y'all. I'm so excited about this, y'all. I'm not going to hold it up any further. Without any further ado, y'all, let's bring him on. And I'm talking about Mr. Gay US of A at large himself, Dakota Whitney.
Hi, everybody.
You know, I'll be ready to get me a dose of this.
Hi, Aiden. How are you?
I'm doing great. I miss you so much, brother, and I'd like to thank you so much for coming on here with me and sitting up and talking. Make these people laugh.
You be lying. This is the first time you be calling me out of this whole. I'm just like.
You know what? You give the.
No, I miss you too.
Every time I talk to you, it's just like, even though we haven't talked since the prelim, it's like we just talked yesterday. That's just how down to earth and approachable and real you are, and I appreciate it so much.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so the people are curious to know. They are dying. They have inboxed me questions. There are things I have to
Lord.
Ask you. There are things we must talk about, brother.
That's all right. Let's go. Let's roll them in.
Okay. So since you're a busy man, I'm just going to kick right into it. How about you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the people a little bit about you and how you got your start in pageantry?
Oh, I didn't know we're an interview.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we went through that already. Can imagine. No, first of all, first and foremost, my name is Dakota Whitney. I was born and raised in San Antonio, Texas. I'm 31 years old of age. I actually started male entertaining about 9 years ago. My first entertainer that I ever saw was Jordan Matthews from El Paso, Texas. And his entertaining really, really brought, like, a spark underneath me because he was so different and so out there, and he wasn't scared of anything, and that inspired me to do what I do today. And I just wanted to be different from what everybody else was seeing at the time 9 years ago. So I started doing the whole kind of where I wear more makeup, I had different costumes, and I really enjoy what I do now.
Brother, no
lies.
Y'all, I am telling y'all, when he said put on makeup, he is not playing. Y'all, I put it on, he puts it on. I literally, brother, I tell people all the time, I feel like, this is what I tell people, when we was at the prelim, I knew you was in your zone, in my zone, but I felt like every time you put the mo on, I felt like I put the mo on, baby.
Well, see, I was doing the opposite. Every time you put on, I was putting it on.
Baby.
I don't want the contestant to outdo me.
Oh, baby, we quit it all. So how many years have you been competing?
Actually, for the use of a system, it's been about almost 8 years that I've actually been competing. It started in 2008. And that was my first city preliminary to Mr. Division of USA Large was Mr. Austin USA. And that's how I started in 2008. I got first in a round. And then went to state, didn't know anything too much. I was just getting my feet wet, didn't know exactly what I was doing, but got my feet wet. And then I think it was 9 contestants that year for Rooster Tech at Large, and I got like second to last.
Oh my God.
I didn't know what I was doing. I wanted to do contests. So, and then from then I just, performing at local bars, benefits and all that, just putting myself out there. And then I went to Nationals that same year, and I did what I did this past year. Actually, I did the last prelim the day before Nationals, and at the time it was called Mr. Southwest UCLA Large, and I got first alternate to there, and then went on to the National the next day, and not even trying, I kid you not, not even trying, but knew a little bit more about the system and knew what I was getting myself into.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got fourth alternate at the national level.
Mm-hmm.
Not even trying. So I was really excited. So I told myself, I was like, if I can do this with knowing a little bit about the system and not, like, really expecting to do as much because I was second to last at Mr. Texas. So I was like, well, if I could get fourth alternate, not even trying, well, I know I could be Mr. Texas at large. So right. went one. I think I went two more times to Mr. Tech at Large. I wanted my third try. I went as Mr. Energy User at Large, and I actually won Mr. Tech at Large in 2010.
Okay.
I when Mr. USA Large, it started in 2008. I've only missed out in 2 years. I've gone every time. I won on my seventh attempt. So on my seventh try, I finally won.
No shade.
Okay.
And I ain't gonna censor this word finna come out of my mouth, but honey, you put it on our ass last year. I mean, I just have to put it out there. last year was my first year, but if I had to mark myself, of course we all the big thing about pageantry is like you want to be yourself, you want to make your own mark. But if I had to mark myself after anyone out there or anyone take notes from anybody, it would be this man on this line right now. So he knows the game. If y'all come in and y'all newcomers and y'all want to know about it, this is definitely the person that y'all want to reach out to. So with that being said, Dakota, is there any advice that you would give people who want to compete in this system or people that have competed in this system and haven't been successful as capturing the title? What would you say to them?
Honestly, it took me a very, very long time to figure out what I was doing wrong in the last couple of years going to the national contest. It's just, I honestly would tell you just to be yourself. Be yourself, know the system, you know what you have to do and what you could do and what you shouldn't do.
Uh-huh.
Go with your gut feeling, because at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to be happy. And the past years that I've gone and competed for Mr. USA Large, I was doing something what everybody else wanted me to do. And this year,
right.
It was just me. And like I said in an interview, this is me. I wear makeup. I wear a crazy costume. This is me. It's up to you. Do you want me? Because I wanted this for so long time. And all I said
right.
to myself was myself. And that's the best advice. And be true to yourself. Don't change for nobody, because at the end of the day, that's what sets you apart from everybody else.
Right. That's right. And that's what they're looking for. And I find
mm-hmm.
myself so new into the game. When people ask me, you know, what is it that people are looking for? They're not looking for, I stress this all the time, they're not looking for another Dakota. They're not looking for another Kane. They're not looking for any other person other than you. You know, you have to present yourself. You have to bring something different. You know what I'm saying? If that's
mm-hmm.
the case, they just keep the same person representing the system and representing the brand every year.
Right, because if you look at the research, Mr. USA Large, the previous winners, my brothers, we're all different in some way. You know, we're all different. We all have our own style. We all have our own style of performing, the way we act, the way we are. We're all different. So, I mean, we
right.
don't want the same, because if everybody was the same, then we'd be boring as hell.
Right. Come on, Fluvi.
Okay.
So, you have had a whole 365, well, yeah.
Not yet.
You have had a whole, that part. You have had the whole year basically working.
I got three more weeks.
Honey, it's gonna pass by so quick. And
oh, I know.
So, working with the national promoter Craig, who was here with us last year, what is
mm-hmm.
it like to work under Craig, and what are the expectations of the U.S. of A. system, the at-large male division as a whole? What are some of the expectations?
Well, first and foremost, working with Craig is an incredible experience. You know, he lets you be who you are. You know what I mean? He lets you reign as the way you want to reign. If there's
right.
something he feels that should be changed, he'll bring it up to your attention. But
mm-hmm.
most of the time, he lets you do what you want to do. What they expect... What was the second question? I'm sorry.
Right. What are the expectations of
him?
Oh,
yeah,
like, what are the expectations?
He just... Honestly, to tell you, he expects... Well, first of all, his first expression is, like, if he calls, you answer. Or at least a text. Because he'll be blowing up your phone. Because he'll be calling you. He likes to keep a lot of contact with you. So,
okay.
And he expects you to be, you know, he expects you to do what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? To be that national representative, to put the face out there, to know that big boys can do it also as well. That's what he expects you to do. He wants you to be out there. He wants you to be known. He wants you to put yourself out there and be yourself first and foremost. You know, a
right.
lot of people have a lot of, like, how can I say it? Like, they have a lot of not bad, or they say bad things about him, but it's all not true. He truly has been not only a great boss, a great person to work under. You know, he's also been a friend. If there's something wrong with you or anything like that outside of the ring, you know, if you had a bad day, if you had a death in the family, a boyfriend, you broke up with your boyfriend or whatever the case may be, if you had something going on, he's actually one of the first people to call you to make sure you're okay. And that has been the greatest thing of all. You know, there's been some times throughout my reign, you know, that some things had came up and he was always the first one to call to make sure that I was okay. And
right.
after every prelim, you know, make sure how did everything go? Was I okay? How was the experience? Did I have fun? And he's really, really on you. He wants to make sure that just as much as you want it, he wants to make the best ring that you possibly can make.
Right. I just can't picture anything. Like, I don't know him as well as I do. But I'm not going to say as well as I do, but that is one person I've never heard anything negative about. So I can't believe you would say that some people say negative things, because that's not
they
like
do.
I don't get that from him. And I'm so glad, because that's why I'm running in his system.
So, right. No, but you know, and honestly, Tracy, he's really an amazing person. He's been doing this for about a little over 22 years. He's been in the pageant industry. You know, he started as a student preliminary promoter, and he's worked up to where he has, I believe, 5 states, 3 or 4 city preliminaries, and 2 nationals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he's really, really worked his butt off, and any advice he would give you, Aiden, I strongly suggest you take it, because he's been in this business for a very, very long time.
Right. So, being a national title holder, I'm quite sure that there are a lot of things, and it's a lot of responsibility on you. During your reign, what has been the most stressful part of being Mr. Gay U.S. Fair Large? Or what if you could, if it was one thing that you could just say, oh, I wish it wouldn't have happened, what is something that's difficult with the job?
I wouldn't say anything was really difficult. Nothing was really difficult. The only thing, I mean, I wish I would change, and I learned actually halfway through my reign that to take the day off before and take the day off after from work, because
okay.
a lot of people don't think that it's just, oh, it's here we go. No, it's a lot of work that's put back. There's a lot of background stuff that goes on. You have to make sure that you're taken care of. You have to be on top of. You know, it is fun, but at the same time, you want to make sure if it's running smoothly for the preliminary. And not only for the preliminary, but anywhere you're booked or anywhere where you put yourself out there, you want to make sure you're having a good time and you're rested. That's the only thing that I regret, is to get as much rest as I get in the first 6 months. The second 6 months, I learned that real fast.
Oh, yeah, the second half. Yeah, I heard about that. So, brother, how many months did you really, after Nationals, how many months would you say that you completely had, like, off? Or how many weeks did you take, like, off before actual reign starts?
Mm-mm. I haven't. The only time I really took an off was when I went to the national levels for the
uh-huh.
Miss USA, Miss USA, Miss USA Large, Miss USA Newcomer. Those are the only times I really took a whole week off from
yeah.
work. Other than that, I mean, I'm really, really blessed that I have a job that I work at, and they're really, really flexible with what I do, and they're really excited that I have won. So they're really, really flexible with my schedule on what days I need to have off. And I don't know, for anybody that doesn't know, I'm a bartender. So if I'm not there, I don't bring in people, and people don't bring in money. So they're really, really flexible with me, with my job, and rearranging, moving bartenders around and stuff. So I was really, really blessed with that.
It's just sick, man. I'm just trying to, like, envision you working behind a bar, you know, all cute and stuff, you know.
Oh no, I don't put on. No. When I'm behind the bar, there's no makeup. My hair's not done. I'm in a t-shirt, shorts, or jeans, and let's go and That's confusing.
So you trade. So you trade behind the bar.
No. My hair is pulled back. I don't know. I'm just I'm a normal gay in a gay bar.
All right. You better say that. Well, brother, what I'm going to do is we're going to take a small break really quickly. And when we come back, you and I are going to play a game.
Okay.
And it's going to be so sickening. Oh, you just get ready for it, honey. So we're going to kick in some tunes right quick. And when I come back, we are going to play the game.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Fuck them hoes. Hold on, wait 1 minute. Hold on, wait 1 minute. Hold on, wait 1 minute. Yeah. Hold on, wait 1 more. You know you the baddest, baby. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. We on a different planet, girl. It's fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Perk a sense of mileage, make it touch it up. The conversation open for my host. Snapchat that pussy, don't you stay too long. Trampoline titty, girl, they bouncing around. All these diamonds on me, how could I tell you no? You got one leg in the air, tap it like you broke. Swear not to weed, girl, fuck that hoe. Girl, you ain't gotta leave, we gon' fuck this hoe. Work a sense of mileage, make it touch it up. Been in this bitch so long, I'm going up a dough. Pussy got more murder. Baby, fuck them hoes. We know you the baddest, baby. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. We on a different planet, girl. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes.
Wait. Hold up, wait. Feed you to the bullet like weird MJ. Weird MJ. Don't come around with that weird energy. Weird energy. Bitch, I got that 25 carats on my paddock. I'm ecstatic. Got them blue diamonds dancing in a party. Democratic. I ain't never lose.
We know you the baddest, baby. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. We on a different planet, girl. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. We know you the baddest, baby. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. We on a different planet, girl. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Fuck them hoes. Ooh, la 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 la.
For my side, we out here hustling, risking our lives. Just cocaine up in your tights. We had to make it across the line. Damn near didn't make it through them nights. I watched the bloody tears fall from your eyes. You just wanna live a nigga life. Sitting in a helicopter, I can touch the sky. Fuck them hoes.
Villamusic.com.
I had got me a piece on that one. Brother, did you get you a piece on that one? I saw you over there getting you some.
Okay.
Did you have like that?
I twerked a little bit.
So, if y'all are just tuning in, welcome back to Forever Down. I am the host, Aiden Iman Down here, and today is a very special day. It's my last interview for before Nationals, so I chose to bring in who else than the national title holder himself, Mr. Dakota Whitney is here with us. So before we went to break, I told Dakota we were going to play a game when we got there. So are you ready for the game, brother?
Let's bring it on.
Okay, so these are the rules of the game.
Oh, Lord, you know I don't like rules.
You have to answer the question within 2 seconds. You have to say the first name that comes to your mind.
Okay.
So I'm going to say a word, and you're going to tell me which of your national brothers, your U.S. by and large brothers, come to mind when you hear this word. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Smart. Oh, really?
That. Wait, we get started. Hold on. Hold on. Let's start again.
I'm gonna tell you.
I didn't even get started. You said it so much. I was like, oh shit! It took me time to register what word you said. Okay.
You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Smart.
Big Feet.
Who'd you say?
Big Feet. Felix Torres.
Yeah. He is very much that. Big Feet is like the most intellectual one of you guys that I've met. Like, he's the one that he'll sit and talk to you for hours about something.
And just FYI, he loves horchata.
He likes doing what?
He likes horchata, rice water. Oh, he hearts that.
Okay, so you ready for the next word?
Sure.
Done.
There.
Why do you say that?
Girl, you know he wears makeup. What, done? Huh?
There gives mug.
Well, you said done. That's when I think of done. Yes, that's what I think of.
I wonder who gives the most mug out of you and there.
Oh, I don't know. That's gonna have to be the judge of the eyes of beholder.
We're gonna have to let the people judge. Y'all, right now we are broadcasting live on Facebook. If you think Zaire gives the most mugs, I want you to go to my page, Aiden Iman Down, and I want you to hashtag Zaire. If you feel that Dakota outmugs Zaire, hashtag Dakota. And I'm going to come back with the results. So give them probably like 2 minutes, and then we're going to come back with the results, and I'm going to let you know who they said gives the most mugs.
Okay. Oh,
we're going to move on to the next word.
Okay.
Dancer.
O'Day.
You said who?
O'Day?
You know what?
Yeah.
I've never got into O'Day twirl yet. Like, I haven't seen him twirl yet. Are there any videos like online or anything? Because I don't know, but
it's because I've seen him perform and he's also a backup dancer as well. So that's the reason why I would say he's a dancer. I mean.
There's
a dance too. I mean, there's two.
Oh yeah,
there's two.
I know twirls. You know that's my idol. You know, I'm rubbing my eyebrow while I'm saying it too, because he's so sick. that's somebody too. Like somebody else I look up too. So who is the voice out of all your brothers?
The voice?
Yes.
Well, there's only like as in how.
Voice.
As in singing ability,
voice. Yeah.
Oh, sing. Well, we have two singers. They both sing. O'Day can sing really well, and also Big Feet.
Who is the voice to you?
Oh no! I mean, they're not my voice.
You know what? I'm gonna interview you after y'all, Ryan, and I'm gonna see. I'm gonna get that real name.
Well, they both sound really good. They're both really good. I don't want to put them like separate. I mean, they're both really good.
But we just
I mean,
say they both,
they both when they won Miss Universe, they both actually sang. So,
Okay, so you ready? Because now it's going to get real.
Oh, Lord.
So
I'm getting nervous.
Let me go ahead and get y'all some more, because we need some more votes. Who outmugs who? Hashtag Dakota if you think it's Dakota.
Oh.
Hashtag Zaire if you think it's Zaire. Who outmugs who? Meaning makeup, face. Who gives you face? Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Next word. Sexy. Who's sexy to you?
I would say, well, not to me, but I think he's the sexiest of one of our, all of
who's
us would be Kane.
Kane is body.
I would say Kane would have to be the sexiest one of all of us.
I agree. Kane is like, when I saw Kane, I was like, oh my. And I'm married.
See,
and I'm
not
like,
lying.
Oh, my. So, yeah, I would have to say that. Who represents the word, who's the flirt of the group?
I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never around them when they do that type of business.
You know what? You could.
When it's me and my brothers, just me and my brothers, they ain't flirting with nobody. I can tell you which one gets. We'll put it like this. I can tell you which one gets the most attention that I've been around, and that would have to be Kane. That's the one that's gotten the most. That's the one that's gotten most attention. Every time we're going to a bar, that boy is being hit on, or like, hey, what's up, or brushed up on, or looked after
twice.
So why
do you think so? Why do you think so?
Huh?
It's got to be something about it.
It's probably because I have too much mug on, and that's a girl, and he looks like a boy, so.
Let me give you something funny with Kane. Because I think when you look at Kane, you see, when I look at Kane, of course we're all men, you know what I'm saying? But when I look at Kane, I just see a very, very manly, masculine man, probably. And I reached out to Kane at one point in time when I was getting ready for Nationals last year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Kane, I said, yeah, Kane, for my club wear, I'm going to wear stones. Kane said, please, not the stones.
Oh, my brother's always opposed to stones and all that stuff.
Baby, he had shot me down, so I guess he's not too fond of stones. So,
mm-hmm. Oh, no, he's fond of stones, but not that man.
Oh, he's fond of the stones?
Yeah, he likes a little stonage on his costume, so don't let that fool you. He likes all that.
He do like the glitter up. Okay,
every
y'all,
now and
so,
then, yeah.
Dakota, I have the results.
Oh, Lord.
And it looks like you outmugged Sayer.
Oh, my God.
Dakota outmugged Sayer.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to tone it down, y'all.
Yeah.
You know how to get cosmetic.
You better have it all for the give up. So,
well, thank you.
I have. It's come time now for us to move to the last section of the interview, which is the Ask Aiden section, where we take questions from either callers or people that are tuned into the interview. And I do have a few questions for you coming from people. So
okay.
I won't mention names. I'll just ask the questions that they ask.
Well, that's so fun.
You can call me and then I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can call me and then, you know, or hit me in the inbox and then I'll tell you who asked what.
Okay.
So
that's
someone asks, what motivates you and keeps you going?
What actually motivates me a lot is actually, I always turn a negative into a positive, and a lot of people who said that I shouldn't or that I would never will be or that I couldn't, I turned it that I could, I will, and I have.
Oh, I like that.
And that's what's motivating me.
Did you say that in an interview? I might steal it.
Somewhat like that, somewhat. I mean, I just, somewhat. You don't want to be too aggressive with them judges because they get a little crazy.
Ooh, that was so intellectual. So, the next question, someone asked, what brought you back to the U.S. of A system? Because I see you went to Continental. The question was, what brought you back to the U.S. of A system? Because I see you went to Continental.
Well, actually, okay. We'll back it up a little bit. Actually, I wasn't going to go back. And not that I said I was going to go. I didn't want to go back anytime soon. And actually, I wanted to break away because I felt like I was being defeated. I felt like I wasn't. There was one point in my time in my career that I didn't think that I was ever going to be Miss USA at large, that it wasn't going to be a dream that never came true. So I ventured off to different things. And actually, I had competed for Continental. I've always wanted to compete for Continental. I think that's one of the prestigious contests that's out there for male entertainers. And I've always wanted to compete for it. There was an opportunity that at my home bar, they had Mr. Texas Continental.
Uh-huh.
And I said, why not? Why not do it? That's because I actually did, right before that, I had did Mr. Texas UCLA regular. And I got first room to that. And I went on to the national when Michael LeMasters won Mr. UCLA. I was his first runner-up. So that, I was like, okay, so if I can do these little boy things, then I know I can venture off and do other things. So that's why I went to Continental. And I was really, really, honestly, to tell you the truth, I was really humbled by everything and all the response that I got with everybody. And everybody was so welcoming. So after Nationals, I placed 14th out of 29 boys. I was extremely proud of myself. I didn't make the top 13, but I was actually, I was 14th out of 29, and I actually was I didn't make the top 13, but I actually was the, like, what do they call it, the best non-finishing finalist, I guess. And I came back home. My friend Sasha Lauren, which just gave Miss Gay USA at large, she actually went for the last prelim going to Miss USA at large, and she was already telling me, she was like, if I win, you need to come back. And I told her, no, I ain't going back. No, I don't want to go back. I'm really enjoying, like, venturing off right now. I want to find myself. And I actually did find myself. And she actually, a couple of weeks later, she won Miss USA at large, and she came back, and she was like, if I told you, just please come back. We can reign together. A little back history. Me and Sasha reigned together as Mr. and Miss Texas USA at large. And so it took a lot of convincing. And it's not because I didn't want to go back, because, you know, one day I was always going to come back to the USA. This is where my heart is. This is where I first started at. This is where I learned to be an entertainer. This is where it allowed me to be the person I am to be. So I was never going to – I told myself I didn't want to go back, but at the end of the day, this is where my home's at. This is where I've always started, even though I ventured off a little bit to do another system, or actually I'd actually done two systems other than this. But I ventured off to find out who I was and who I was as an entertainer and as a competitor. And I found myself that if I can do this with little boys, why can't I do it for the at-large? So – took a lot of convincing. It took a lot of me mentally preparing and really getting to my team together and telling them, if one of y'all can't make it, I'm not going. But I was truly, truly blessed with everybody. Everybody was on board. Everybody came up through. And I'm really, really glad that I did. And the people that who really did tell me to come back, I'm really, really thankful for them, because without them, I wouldn't be where I am today.
So I'm glad you said that, because, you know, with doing this, you know, it's okay to venture off and to go into a different avenue, especially if you're somebody like in my shoes. Like, I'm still – I don't like to consider myself a newcomer, but I still am, like, a newcomer, because US of A was my very first pageant. I have never done any other pageant, any other system, anything before US of A. I just jumped straight into the big pond. Sometimes people, I'm trying to word this the correct way without being frowned upon. Let's just say, what are your thoughts, totally real, on people who jump from system to system to system to system, and not say just focus on what goal. Do you think that hinders a person?
From my experience, you know, I mean, if you go from system to system, I mean, you're testing the waters on how everything is. I mean, I'm pretty sure more than likely everyone has one goal where they want to be and what they want to be. You know what I mean? Sometimes we have to venture out and jump from this to this because we're not finding the right answer. You know, we're not finding the outcome we want. But at the same time, I think you're gaining experience from each system to be the person who you are, and eventually you're really going to find your true calling or where you need to be. You know what I mean? And eventually down the line, you might want to, after you won what you want to win, you go back to that other system. Well, you already got your feet wet, so why not focus on that? That's the next thing you're going to focus on. You know what I mean? You want to find out who you are as a person and as an entertainer. So I don't think it's a bad thing to jump from one to another to another to another. You know, some people may think that, oh, you're not loyal, but it's not about loyalty.
Yeah, you're not dedicated
at all. Or you're not dedicated. It's not that. Sometimes we have to find ourselves on where we fit in.
That was like that was the slack. I was afraid of getting that slack. Like I didn't want to be looked at as a pageant hopper because, as you know, after US of A last year, I went to Black Continental and placed first alternate at Black Continental. And that was my fear of being looked at like I was just a pageant hopper or somebody that wasn't dedicated to the system. But I had to step back and look at that picture and say, okay, I have to do what's best for me. And doing this, I have to find myself. US of A only comes around one time a year. You know what I'm saying? I still have to groom myself. I have to have time to practice. I have to do things, you know what I'm saying, to stay up and fresh on what's going on. So I totally understand what you're saying from
Remember that for interview.
I already know they're going to ask me. You already know.
Okay.
I'm for that. So.
Don't get me wrong. They did ask me that in interview also as well about going from Continental and then going back, you know, and doing regular in Continental series and then going back to USA Large. So that was something that was brought up. But like I said, you know, we find ourselves to who we are and what we do.
Thank you for answering that question for me.
Of course.
So I'm just going to ask you this one last question because I think it's hilarious.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody.
You make me nervous when you say me that.
Somebody wants to know, and I'm going to say it just like they write it, where your man at?
Where's my man?
Do you got a man?
Nope. I'm single.
you know, this is the hookup line. I do all that. I hook people
like
up.
Christian
I
Bingham
do it all.
Or something?
I do it all.
No,
so
I'm single. I've been single since 2010. So.
I imagine
and you know what the funny thing is, though, that you asked that. Actually, before I went to, after I did Conan, I was like, you know what, I think I'm ready to settle down. I want to date. I think I want to have a boyfriend or a husband, you know, in the future. I think that's what I want to focus on. And then I won Miss USA at Large, and I said, well, I think that's going to be on the back burner for another year.
Sidetrack it, honey. Well, Dakota, it has been a hilarious interview. Like, I've had so much fun with you, and I can't wait to get face to face with you in a couple of weeks. I know you got some kind of sickening robe that's going to drag all the way from the door, all the way on stage. As you're on the stage, it's probably still going to be at the back of the building somewhere, you know? So I'm so excited to see what you're going to wear and your fashion.
I mean,
and
I like to keep everybody on their toes. See what I'm going to wear.
If y'all need any clothes made, y'all, this is the person to talk to, not me. Don't ask me to
you know what? I saw you earlier. You're like, I'll do some sewing gigs. Oh, we can ask him. Make me sew.
No, honey. I don't sew for people because I don't want nobody to be like, if I do sew something, it's always free because I'm just a beginner and I don't want, you know, you got some people in this. In this business that are just so, like, they can tear you down. Like, they can try to break you to pieces, shred you to pieces over something. And it can be totally perfect, you know, what you make them. But just because they pay the coin for it, they want people to feel some kind of way, you know, or they had to spend their coin, so here they go trying to throw shade on it.
Oh, I understand that.
So we come to the time to where we're going to go ahead and say bye to Dakota. But, Dakota, before you go, I'd like you to give you information, tell the people where you're going to be, what you got going on, what you got coming up, and, all that.
Well, for the next 3 weeks, I'm actually I'm going to be at home. I'm going to be getting everything ready. I'm going to be calling Aiden, making sure he has everything ready for Nashville. But I'll actually be in Houston, Texas. Actually, we have the last preliminary, which is October the 16th, which is Mr. Southern States USA at Large. And that is for anyone who is interested in competing for the national level, everyone that competes, there's no entry fees. We just have registration interview, and we later on that night we have talent and clubwear, and anybody who competes is officially they can go and compete the next day for Mr. USA at Large, and then we'll be having my national give up for October the 17th. We have Mr. Gay USA at Large where I go ahead and put my title for the next person. And I'm really, really excited because I really don't know who's going to win. We've had a lot of great competitors that are coming to this year. We have a lot of great new guys that are actually coming. And I think it's going to be an amazing time, Aiden being one of them. And I wish and I hope everyone will come out and see it. It's in Houston, Texas at Club Riches. And my theme is the Seven Deadly Sins because I wanted my seventh attempt. So I actually really thought about it, how I was going to have to end the year, and I want to end on how this, my whole experience as this USA Large has been, and it's been a great experience. And I thank you very much, Aiden, for having me on the show. I really do appreciate it. That's me. And this is not the end. This is only the beginning.
And before you leave, tell the people they need to know, how many contestants do we have qualified already so they know
Right now, we have 22 contestants qualified for Mr. USA at Large, and that's separate from whoever competes at the last preliminary. So we have 22 qualified already, so I'm really, really extremely happy and excited that they are all coming, and I hope, and we are going to do all these contestants in one day, so this is something you really don't want to miss. We don't have preliminaries. We just have one night. All these boys have one night, so they have one shot, so bring all that you can. And bring it on and show everybody why you should be Mr. Gay USA at Large 2017.
Yes, brother. And before you go off of here, I just want to tell you congratulations on a very successful reign, baby. You have crossed the burning sands, honey. You are in the Hall of Fame, honey. Your picture will be forever. And now people are going to have to know your name for interview and all kind of stuff like that.
Thank you so much.
So if y'all just now tuning in, y'all have missed a very, very, very sickening interview with the one and only Mr. Dakota Whitney, Mr. Gay US of A at Large for about 3 more weeks here. So brother, is there anything you want to leave those people with?
Just everybody be yourself and be true to yourself. That has been, and don't assume, because assuming gets you in trouble.
All right, y'all. So y'all heard that. Brother, thank you so much for taking this interview with me, and I'll be calling you after the show. If y'all tuned in, we'll be right back with more Forever Down. I am Aiden Down, and we'll see you in a minute with our last thought.
You. do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
I don't like your kingdom cake. Say once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out and threw a feast.
What?
All right, look what you made me do. Y'all don't know how tempted I was to put that in my talent, honey, but I just couldn't. I couldn't change that voice up. But yeah, that was real sickening, y'all. But anyway, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Forever Dance. I'm about to give y'all my closing thoughts. Y'all have been so, so great. I think this is going to be the last time that I speak to y'all before the national pageant. And I want to say that y'all have been so great to me. Thank you all so much. You have believed and supported me along my journey. And I will be forever, forever, and ever thankful for it. I will be back next month for myself. You know, this is just the last time I'm talking to y'all before national. So what I'm going to say is, something that I have learned, okay, y'all, that's Look What You Made Me Do. I can't think of her name, but yeah, she was everything. I just wanted to tell everyone and go ahead and give my closing thoughts. But first, before I give my closing thoughts, I just want to tell y'all, thank you, DJ Taz. Y'all, DJ Taz over there looking upside my head, she had to voice me out. That's Taylor Swift. Well, thank you, DJ Taz. Yeah, that's Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift. But anyway, I want to go ahead and give my closing thoughts out, y'all. Thank y'all so much for being a part of my life and following me along my journey. This is going to be the last time that I speak to y'all before my national pageant, and it means so very, very much to me that y'all are here with me along my journey, supporting me, tuning in to my shows, coming out to support me. Everything, even if it's just a message in the inbox plus some inspirational words, it's amazing to me, and I really appreciate it. But my final words for closing out the show today is believe in you. Be yourself. And I say that because oftentimes we find ourselves trying to be what other people want us to be, or thinking that the person that we are isn't good enough. And that's not true, because if we was all the same, then what's the point of being in the world? There will be no attraction there. There will be nothing. So be yourself. Believe in yourself. Don't worry about what the next person got going on, honey. Make your own mark. That's the most important part about life, is making your own mark. You all are beautiful. Thank you so much for supporting me, being here alongside my journey, sticking beside me. And I look forward to nationals and going to represent and letting them know that Louisiana is here. Eddie Mon Down is here. So until next month, I will see you guys. I am Eddie Mon Down, and this is Forever Down. Thank you, and have a good night.